This is Hitchhiking Off the Map. And this is Hitchhiking Off the Map. This is Conrad Bishop. In 1944, a young war veteran returning home to Nevada City, California, Gold Rush country, was shot in the back while hunting. His family found him next day. Suspicion for the murder fell on a reclusive eccentric William Ebaugh, known as Wild Bill. What followed was a controversy that ripped the community for decades. What happens to justice in a climate of fear? What happens to the people on all sides of the question? With Nevada City's Foothill Theater Company, we recently made a play about that story, and we'll broadcast it in two parts. Today, Act One of Long Shadow.
Rationing.
Kill Hitler. That'll be the day.
A lot better when the election's over and this goddamn warmongering, communist-hugging, nigger-loving Roosevelt is out of there. Dewey knows what's what.
It'll be better when they open the mines again.
It'll be better.
I wake up wanting to believe it.
Thinking I got through the night.
Thinking it's another day.
Trying to remember that crazy dream.
Don't touch it. Why dig up what's dead and buried?
Bill Ebaugh. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
It was good.
It was better at dinner time.
I'm just trying to earn some overtime.
You got work next week?
They don't say. We got pie.
You ate it yesterday.
I like dessert.
I need money.
I get paid next week.
We'll have pie next week.
I think about, what do they call him? Wild Bill?
Joey needs a new coat.
Wild Bill, lucky bastard. Lives the way he wants to, out in the hills. Runs around naked. Ladies like him, according to Charlie.
With all that hair?
Bill Ebaugh, he don't take any crap.
I seen him in town. He looks crazy.
World like this, you're better off crazy. I admire that son of a bitch.
Don't talk like that around Joey.
Joey's asleep.
You know there's work over at the bay. A lot of work. Everybody's got good jobs. Did you check the lumberyard?
They said, why aren't you in the army?
Well, tell them it's because of your eyes.
The Japs are too short to see.
Lots of people are 4F. Well, we just can't keep going like this, Woody. Even women's got good jobs. I got a Booyah coat for winter. If you get laid off, we have to go back out to the cabin. I'm scared out there.
Scared of what?
Just being there, cooped up. Those old shacks and the mine shafts. You don't know if there's hobos there. Or your wild man that you like so much. You finished? War's gonna be over. Millions of guys come back looking for jobs. What's gonna happen if you don't have a job?
I got a job!
This week! I could get something.
I don't want you working. My mom worked in a cannery
for a while. I heard about your mom in the cannery.
She come home, fix supper, yell at us kids, and I never seen her crack a smile.
Whereas I'm just full of laughs. Joey was on my nerves all day.
Well, smack him.
That's not gonna happen under this roof, Woody.
What's on the radio?
Nothing much. Amos and Andy was on. Well, you get laid off, we'll have to move out to the cabin. We can't afford to live in town. Coffee? Esther wrote that John's working in New Mexico. A lot of work down there for the war. He's on some big project for the government, so they're not going to lay anybody off. It's out in the desert, so I guess it must not ever snow.
That's full of Mexicans.
New Mexico. New Mexicans.
What makes them any better than the old ones?
Woody, I'm sorry, hon. I ought to be thankful we got each other and you're not overseas and me going crazy. I just think how dumb I was, right out of high school. All this notion about happily ever after, and no idea what it's like when the baby starts to crown and the bills come due.
I just want some goddamn cherry pie.
It'll be better.
Here's pork roast, 30 cents a pound. Sirloin, 42 cents. We got the points?
George Weber got killed. He was a little hellraiser.
That Norman Thomas is against the war. Why don't they lock him up?
They took care of those strikers in St. Louis. Beat him with baseball bats.
Lamb stew, 18 cents. No points.
Jimmy Durante, Gracie Allen, two girls and a sailor. We could see that. I need a laugh.
Frank, okay. Connection okay? Well, we don't have a whole lot of murders in Nevada County, so I didn't want you people saying neglecting Sacramento. I got the local paper in here, one of them. Sit down, Walt. Hear me okay? I ought to have microphones here, like President Roosevelt telling the nation. Lester, you gotta smoke those damn camels.
This is what's winning the war.
What is it?
I'm Jenny Cavendish. I just started at the Leader.
Ernie's gone. They're drafting old guys now.
He'll talk the Japs to death.
Well, sit down then. Okay, my friends, what we got? Jack Up Church, age 24. His folks are farmers up in Willow Valley. He's back from the Pacific a couple months. Yesterday they're out hunting, last day of deer season. He's off driving deer with the dogs. There's a shot.
And they couldn't find him, his dad and brother.
His dad and his brother couldn't find him. And then today, about noon, his uncle found him in Snow Mountain Ditch. He'd been shot in the back, then dragged down into the stream bed. Part of his clothes was torn off, and definitely the suspicion is murder. That's about it.
Anything special about the young man?
No, they're just farmers. Dad said the Jap shot off two of his fingers, so he's got a Purple Heart. Yeah, I guess you could call him that. I guess he's a war hero, yeah. I wouldn't spoke to the family.
How do they feel?
Well, they're not dancing a jig.
Carl?
What do you want?
Well, I brought you some sandwiches, unless you're coming home.
No, I gotta finish this, then I gotta talk to the coroner.
Tommy told me about the young man.
Sally, I'm on the phone to Sacramento.
Oh, our younger son, Tommy, he's in the scouts. They went out there and he found the cave.
They didn't find the cave, he found the blood.
But they went in the cave. He told me that, I just about died. If the killer was in the cave...
What about the cave?
There's a cave.
There's a cave that wasn't far from a pool of blood. Looks like maybe somebody was living in the cave. That is under investigation.
It might have been a hideout, because it was hidden.
We don't know. I didn't mention the cave, because we don't know.
Well, I'm just leaving the sandwiches.
You there? No, I just had some sandwiches fly in on me.
All right. I'll be at home.
Now you all got me in trouble.
So, Carl, you have any suspicions who might have been...
Let me interrupt you, Walt. We are not prepared right at this moment to say whether we have a suspect.
Well, do you have any indication of...
Walt, I don't want you to ask me this right now.
All I'm asking is who you think it is.
Walt, you know damn well. Sorry.
That's off the record.
Sheriff, there have been reports of a black market operation in the area of Willow Valley, which is maybe responsible for all the cattle stealing that's been reported. Might that have something to do with this killing?
Somebody wants to butcher him? Miss Cavendish, up in Mount Shasta, there's reports of space monsters living inside the mountain. Maybe you better investigate that.
I knew Jack. I'm a friend of his sister's.
Well, you'll have a big story then.
No, it won't be front page. They're not important people.
Frank, okay, that's it. Upchurch. UPCHURCH. Okay, bye. Hey, bye. Miss Cavendish, we don't make up murder mysteries, we just do our job. Lester can give you the rest of the facts that we know and probably some that we don't. I got work. Anybody want some sandwiches?
Long hair and a beard.
What kind of crazy person would grow a beard?
He was always so polite.
Crazy people. People are crazy today.
It's the war.
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 All that hair.
Hey, Dad, you're gonna catch cold out here. I need to mop the porch before it gets any colder. What are you reading?
Price of hogs.
You read the article? My friend Ginny wrote the article. She called up. We haven't seen each other in years. They didn't put it on the front page. Some old doctor died. That's what they put on the front page. I called the church. Reverend Porter will do the service, but he didn't know Jack, so I said just talk about Jesus and God and that stuff. And the major at Fort Beale, he was nice. It'll be full military honors, taps, flag on the casket. I guess they do funerals real well. They got practice.
Do they shoot off guns?
I think they do.
Wish they would.
I think they have to. You seen Jamie today? He was going to help me. Funeral's Saturday. We don't know how many people's coming.
It's a military funeral.
Well, military's not serving the food. Military's not cleaning the house. Military's not milking the cows or taking care of Mom. Mom hasn't left Jack's room.
Did you haul those pumpkins into town?
No.
Well, do it tomorrow.
You know what I have to do tomorrow?
Laundry?
Sheriff says it's Bill Ebaugh. Paper today. They said this cave was full of stuff belonged to Bill Ebaugh. Big Victrola megaphone he used to sing through to serenade his neighbors. How could it be him? Him and Jack were friends. Didn't you tell the sheriff that they were friends?
Billy Ebaugh. Him and George, they tried to ride the boar. Little kids, they tried to saddle up the boar. It ran under the corn crib.
He was the class clown. He'd act out the teacher. He'd lick his tongue on the blackboard.
I gotta fix the fence.
Dad, we need to talk about Mom. We need to call a doctor. She doesn't come out of Jack's room. She stares into space.
You call a doctor when you're sick. Then they make you sick.
Dad, you are fooling yourself.
She's gotta stop feeling sorry for herself.
Oh, my God.
Sis.
Oh, well, you're here.
I'm taking off tomorrow for Sacramento. We need supplies. I'll head out in the morning, but I need some money.
When are you coming back?
Stuff takes time. What are you looking at?
What do we need?
Look out in the barn and see.
I need you here.
I'm going to go fix the fence. There's coyotes out there.
It's going to be dark. Dad!
Sis, I need money.
You're running off. Mom's going nuts. Dad's falling apart.
You see him? Looking at me? Blaming me. I was a mile away from where he got shot. We had a fight, okay? Brothers have fights, okay?
So people's going to ask, where's Jamie? And I say, I had to get some horse fodder instead of putting his brother in the ground.
Barbed wire?
In the barn, by the harnesses.
Mom hasn't left Jack's room. George is off someplace being the businessman, and you're trying to weasel out of here. Well, I am not ready to be the mom here, Jamie. I don't have any kids of my own, and I'm not gonna have any because I'm here taking care of all the babies. I'll go with you to the bank in the morning. You get your business done in a day and be back here before Saturday.
Too dark out.
I mean it, Jamie, or I swear to Christ.
MacArthur's going to go back into the Philippines. He's a great general. That Eisenhower, he's okay, but the real fighting's in the Pacific. That's where your brother was, and he saw some action. Right in the middle of it, and that's what...
Dad?
State Hospital, sterilized, released.
1935, charged with drawing an unlicensed pistol in a threatening manner, probation.
1937, charged with buying a woman from her husband for $20 and holding her prisoner. Case dismissed.
All that hair.
1939, charged with rape. Acquitted.
1943, charged with cattle theft. Fugitive.
All that.
I had dinner ready at 7.
Look, I brought Lester home. He hasn't had supper. Can you warm something up?
Well, don't blame me how it tastes. Sit down, Lester.
Appreciate it. We're out in the hills all day. People are terrified.
It's what you told the papers.
I told him he's dangerous, and he is. That's a known fact.
It's a trick-or-treater.
We gotta get more guys out there. Fort Beale, they got soldiers over there with their thumbs up their butt.
Federal regulations. The military cannot be used for domestic police operations.
That's Roosevelt.
It's not Roosevelt. It's the law.
You and I disagree.
That is the truth.
Well, I suppose you have to go out again.
Well, it's Halloween. Mad killer running loose, and I get calls on privies tipped over and black cows painted white. Got a call from the high school. Some kid was going to run around dressed like Billy Boss.
That's all we need.
I try to teach grammar. The kids just talk about killing.
The boys, they all want to lead the posse.
I'm more scared of them than I am of Bill Ebal.
He's a thieving, poaching wild man.
Has he ever presented a threat to us, ever?
He's a threat to us all.
I listen to the door creak and the wind.
You need a dog.
What good's a dog if he really wants to kill you?
Who you got for the morning?
Horace and Lenny at noon. Nobody in the morning.
We gotta get out in the morning.
They're all out there when it's deer season.
Some people think he didn't do it. No, did you read that lawyer in Sacramento? Said maybe Ebal would surrender if he knew he'd defend him.
So I tack up love notes on trees. Dear Bill, come on out. We won't hurt a hair on your shaggy head. Yours truly, kiss, kiss. This is a dangerous man. He was in the state hospital.
If you're not crazy when you go in there, you be crazy when they let you out.
He is heavily armed. We have had run-ins with him on three occasions where guns were pointed. No, I didn't tell you.
I didn't say anything.
He's charged with rape. They let him off. Kids out in the woods see him run naked. Sally, don't tell me how to do my job. Could you give Lester some food? He's hungry.
I have a hard time sometimes, Carl.
I know that.
Carl?
Do you think Bill Ebal is actually on the run?
Lester, if you had shot a man in the back, wouldn't you be on the run?
But you think he knows he did it?
He knows those woods like a wild animal.
He moves like a panther.
He can see in the dark like a cat.
There's helpless women out there.
People are feeding him. They're putting out food to feed him.
They ought to be arrested.
They ought to be shot.
Is it too much risk if somebody finds out?
We're putting out food. We're feeding the hungry, whoever.
I think it's what Jesus wants us to do.
Here you are, Lester.
Boy, that looks good.
You know, Brad's jealous because Tommy got his name in the paper, even though Brad gets his name in the paper all the time.
Star athlete, debate club, you got a good one there, Carl.
There's good ones and there's bad ones, and that's the way it is in the world, and that's why we're fighting a war to get rid of the bad ones.
Trick or treat.
Carl, we're fighting the wrong war.
Lester, don't start.
I didn't bring this up. You did. We finish this one, and then we go up against Stalin. We'll wish we had Hitler on our side. Roosevelt's either stupid or he's a communist.
There's good and there's evil, and you don't compromise with evil.
You gotta teach Sunday school.
Lester, I'm
telling... Hitler just wanted his piece of cake. If we'd give him his piece of cake, let him kick the Jews' asses, then we could all gone after the Reds.
You're sitting at my table, so just shut up.
I didn't raise the subject.
You're a goddamn fascist, Lester.
I'm an American.
You're an American moron. You are so stupid.
You don't like what I say because you're ashamed to admit you feel the same way I do.
The hell I do. I believe in right and wrong and good versus evil. You think I'm out there in the hills thinking any minute that bastard's got me in his sights and I got two beautiful boys to raise and maybe send them off to fight?
You're changing the subject.
I hope you choke on that.
You wouldn't know a fact if you sat on it. Good versus evil. We're chasing Bill Ebal because of good versus evil. We're chasing him because we just don't like the son of a bitch.
Are you two at it again? Don't you ever get tired?
Nothing personal, Carl.
No problem, Lester. You can't help being stupid.
Afraid I don't have anything for dessert. Aww. Tommy finished off the last of the cake. Brad's gonna get him for that.
And so's their old man.
Bobby's out in the hills with a crazy man loose.
Bobby's gonna be fine.
That man'll kill anything. He don't care if it's Boy Scouts.
The man was charged with rape.
Nobody's safe.
We're over there fighting Hitler when we got worse at home.
There's somebody out back.
I'll get the bastard.
Dad, it's me.
Oh, God.
Carl, don't go out tonight. Let him tip the privies. You stay here.
There's a killer out there. We'll catch him. It'll be done.
It'll never be done. That mother will never forget her boy is dead.
There's lots of mothers with dead sons, but I got a job to do. And in fact, Brad is going to have a job to do as soon as he turns 18.
I don't need reminding.
Which is not for another 4 months, and maybe by that time the war's over. But meantime, the people who've got a job to do have got to go out and do it. And this man is part of what has to be wiped out. What FDR said, freedom from fear. What good we go over and kill Hitler if we got the same thing going on right here?
We need to fill some of those camps with a lot more people than just the Japs.
Damn right. That's not what I mean.
You never shot anybody, Carl. You never have. First war, you never got overseas.
There's millions of people never shot anybody, but they're learning fast.
How about we go to San Francisco? We need a vacation. I don't mean right now. I just mean sometime.
Sally, they're giving me a lot of heat. People that matter.
That's good food. I think I'm going to have to get married.
A lot of ladies out there looking, Lester.
Maybe somebody is deaf and blind.
Oh, they talk about that boy being a war hero. I never saw anything in the papers when he came home from the war.
Well, they're just farmers.
Getting shot raises people's interest level.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
I'm afraid of the war.
What happens after the war?
People like wild animals.
Crazy people with guns.
I'm afraid of doctors.
I've got a lump.
I'm not afraid of death, but I'm afraid of the dying.
I'm afraid of stuff that's blurry.
Stuff I can't see.
What they're not telling us.
Car moving at night with its headlights off.
Joey's asleep, I hope. What are you cleaning that old thing? It's past hunting season.
Hey, come over here a minute.
I gotta finish the bills, Woody.
Joey was funny. He said, Daddy, what'd you want to be when you were six? Said, I wanted to be Ty Cobb. He says, who's that? Imagine when a kid don't know Ty Cobb. Some kind of world.
There's something like that in the Bible.
I'll have to read that, see how it turns out.
So if you're trying to be funny, they must be laying you off.
I'm not laid off. He's giving me part-time.
We'll have to move out to that cabin.
Maybe there's someplace else in town.
Oh, you bet. Here's one. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, hardwood floors laid in pattern of unique beauty.
Okay,
comfort,
I get it.
Comfort and dignity abound. They haven't caught that guy.
They won't catch him neither. He knows those hills. He's smart.
Well, that makes me feel great. He's smart. So you won't mind me getting raped and killed by a guy that's smart. I might even enjoy it.
Come on over here.
All those miners' cabins, there's mine shafts, hundreds of places out there, but he could hide.
Come on.
You're trying to be some lover boy, Woody. That don't change nothing. We gotta go where there's jobs and we can have a life.
I grew up here.
Not enough.
You're cute when you're mad.
Well, then I must be a knockout.
Go to New Mexico. What's in New Mexico?
There's jobs there. John just got a bonus.
There's nothing to be afraid. Look, the only cabin that's close is the old Gladfelter place. That's a mile away. We can go past and see what it looks like, if there's any smoke. Hey, come here. Joey's asleep.
I don't know what's gonna happen here, Woody. I just feel helpless.
It's okay.
You just sit under the table and wait for the crumbs to fall off. There's jobs down there, and you got skills.
Yeah.
John says it's his big thing. It's real secret, but he can get you in.
Don't let's fight.
I'm glad I took clerical in high school, in case Joey and I have to go it alone. Woody, I'm trying not to nag. I'm trying not to sound like my mom or feel like there's something wrong with you because you flunked the physical, and that ought to make me happy.
So I got bad eyes.
I'm sorry. Today, I was watering the geraniums, and I just pulled one out by the roots. I don't know why.
I hate geraniums. Hey, we got better things to do.
You used to kid around a lot. Clear back in high school, you used to make me laugh. I don't hardly ever hear you sound happy. Everybody's winning the war except you.
Joey's asleep.
Let me go to the bathroom.
Hey, we could go to a movie tomorrow. There's an Abbott and Costello, they're funny. God, 5 kids in Truckee robbed a man, beat him up. Russians invade Czechoslovakia. Where the hell's that? All they got in this damn paper is orphan Annie. That gives me the creeps. Why don't they draw him with eyes? Jesus, look at this.
You gotta yell and wake up Joey? What?
$300.
$300?
Dead or alive.
Solid evidence.
The hideout contained
find items connected with the accused.
The shot may have been fired from the hideout.
Solid evidence.
Long hairs were found on branches. The blood test from Blood on the Trail was that of a human being.
Solid evidence.
We have solid evidence.
Brad nearly ran over me. Is it that hot a date?
It's the Hoyt girl.
Well, I guess it is.
Hello.
Hi.
How was your day?
Same thing. Needle in a haystack. Any beer out there?
Well, I think some of it disappeared.
He and I better have a little talk.
There's somebody else you need to have a little talk with, and she's standing right here. You don't think I saw the paper?
That wasn't my idea.
Ellie called me. I didn't know anything about it.
I didn't know they were doing that.
Behind your back, it wasn't even signed.
It was Ben and Cy and some others. They want to move forward. They think this is the way to do it.
Reward, $300 to any person for information that will lead to the apprehension of William Ebaugh, dead or alive.
I can read.
You are working on this. You have been carefully working on this, and this is taking it out of your hands. Every guy with a gun and a pair of overalls will be out there shooting anything that moves, and you'll get the blame.
Sally, I can't tell these people what to do. These people are not nobodies. They have a lot more say-so in this town than you or me.
Is this legal? This is 1944.
I'm aware that it's 1944. Yes, that is bounty hunting. That is legal.
What's this going to mean for you at the next election?
What's it going to mean if the leader or the union comes out every day saying, "Why hasn't Timmerman caught that guy?" I don't think you have your finger on the pulse of this community. There is fear out there. There is terror.
Carl, people are calling me on the telephone. Somebody called, said maybe it's a hunting accident. Somebody said that family did it themselves. Somebody said it's the Japs.
We can put a stop to that very fast.
The ones who support that guy are bad enough, but the ones that call up and say they hope the guy gets lynched and set on fire? Who are these people, Carl? Brad wants to use the car to take his girl to the Christmas dance.
He can use the pickup.
Did you ever date me in a pickup?
I'm kind of striking out today.
I have to go to the auxiliary meeting. I better get supper on. Just look through here. Just everyday stuff. Oddfellows, turkey dinner, 2 inches of rain, Germans pull back, have a Coca-Cola. Then this ad. Dead or alive.
We've been looking for him for 3 weeks. He is terrorizing this community. I damn well hope somebody else finds him first, because if I find him, I'm probably going to have to kill this man.
Carl. Carl, when they found the little Jameson girl and she was mutilated and you were so upset, and Bradley was, what, third grade, and he said, "Daddy, will you kill the bad guy?" And you said, "No, Brad, I go and catch the bad guy." And then a bunch of people, ordinary people, all decide if he's guilty. Because maybe he's not. Even daddies make mistakes. Then, if he is, they decide what to do. And you said, what would happen if Tommy said that you had left open the chicken house, but you really didn't, but you got punished? Would that be fair? This is America. I remember that by heart. Okay, if I warm up the casserole?
This is not the chicken
house. You will
house.
Never live it down. If somebody runs out there with a rifle and shoots him dead, then there will have been no trial, no proof except what you say. But it will be a shadow across this county and across you, and you will never live it down.
I think there are a whole lot more people out there who want it done this way than will have a problem with it. I should have shot him when I had the chance, when he pulled a gun on Lester. I would have lived it down.
We are from very different worlds, Carl. We have had very difficult times, and we have gotten through them. I admire you, and I love you. And I have never once regretted being your wife. I never have. Were you part of it, Carl? Did you help set this up?
No, I didn't. But I haven't stopped it, because there's not a doubt in my mind.
Oh, my God. I'll warm up the casserole.
Sally, when this is done, we'll take a whole week in San Francisco.
Do you realize you have just said the worst thing you could possibly say?
I dreamed about Bill Ebal. He wasn't even human, like a barbecued pig with a spit stuck up his butt, rotating over the charcoal.
His tongue was hanging out? We laughed like crazy.
And then he started the killing.
You're listening to Hitchhiking Off the Map. The play is Long Shadow.